105.1 Gem FM.
Hey, hey, Bowen. How is everyone this very fine Wednesday night? Well, still light, isn't it? Even though we're in winter, it's still light outside. But if you've just tuned in, you have tuned in at exactly the right time. It is Country Rocks with Roxy time tonight. And it's right here on 95.1 Gem FM. And if you've never listened in on my show, well, you're in for a treat. I love to play traditional music, traditional country music. And I've got a stack of it tonight, although I am exploring a new artist that I have never featured on this show before. Her name is Connie Cato, and she's from the 70s. So I've sort of worked out that I really do love country music from the 60s, 70s and 80s. It's the best. So she comes from the 70s, early 80s era, and uses a lot of pedal steel. Love that as well. So I'll looking forward to sharing that with you tonight, and I'll have a sprinkling of a few other things mishmashed in there as well. And I do have two wonderful guests that I'll be catching up with tonight as well. I have got Ray Lee, and we'll be catching up with her around 5:30 and listening to her new song, Living for Today. And we've spoken to Ray before, and she had two amazing songs, The War That Stole My Daddy's Life and Country Pride. So, yeah, Living for Today, great story behind that song. So I look forward to catching up with her. And then a bit later on in the show, around 6:30, I'm catching up with someone new, Alan Cameron, and his new single out, Worn Out Australian Made. And again, a very interesting song from him. So, yeah. But yeah, I've got lots to tell you about, and we might get on with some more music, hey? And this is from Connie Cato, Silver Threads and Golden Needles.
You think I should your conversation like the wine was warm. I must admit it'd be nice in your arms. It's been quite some time since I felt this close. I'd like to ask you to stay, but I won't.
Listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is Country Rocks with Roxy, and that's a bit of Connie Cato. Yeah, I've never played her before. I only discovered her today, and yeah, I really like her sound. What do you reckon? Yes, and I have to apologise. Little Frankie here, our little studio poodle, he heard Willie T walking into the studio just as I'd started my show and started barking. So nothing like a quick exit to some music, right, while that's happening. Anyway, I know you don't mind. He just loves barking. That's what he has to do. That's what he does, right? That's what dogs do. Yes. Anyway. And I forgot to, well, I didn't forget. I knew that I wanted to give you the secret word, but I had to quickly cut out of that. So, as you know, we have got our Listen and Win competition that happens every month. And today is the 1st of July. So, you know what that means? It's a new prize for this month. And make sure you tune into Jude's Gems tomorrow. The winner for the June competition will be announced, and some lucky Bowen person is going to win a $200 gift voucher to Byright Electrical. So how cool is that? Thank you to everyone who participated in the June Listen and Win competition. Make sure you tell all your friends, because it's a pretty cool prize, that. And equally, we have a wonderful prize this month as well for July. This month, you could win a $200 prize package. Yes, and this time we're heading down to the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club, where you'll be able to enjoy a $100 worth of drinks vouchers. How cool is that? Plus a $100 voucher to enjoy at the cafe, at the Eurofusion Cafe. How wonderful is that? So enjoy some brekkie or some lunch or some dinner when they're open at night, and then head on over and have some refreshing drinks. Sounds good to me. And of course, you also get a Jam FM merch pack worth over $50. And this will run all the way through July till Friday the 31st, actually. And the winner will be announced on the check-in with Sally on Tuesday, August the 4th. Wow, we're zipping through this year, aren't we? August the 4th. I can't believe it. Anyway, so you need to stay tuned, listen closely, and make sure you tune into all the live shows, because you'll hear a secret word that you can use to enter. So what's my secret word for tonight's show? It's eerie. E-E-R-Y, you know, eerie, very eerie stuff happening around the station lately. That's not true either, but eerie, double E-R-Y. I don't know if you've noticed, but all my words so far this year have ended in Y. Did you notice that? Anyway, our number here is 0484 510 152. So, yeah, make sure you text in as quick as you can. All right, we're going to keep listening to some more music and some more Connie Cato. What do you reckon? Are you enjoying Connie? I quite like her. This is My Cricket.
Just thinking about you today, and the evening we slept in the mountains, but I cannot get through. Since you're so far away, you see what
only true in fairy tales. Yet for someone else, not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw your face. I saw your face.
A big Ozarks welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Connie Cato.
Know exactly where I stand.
all over town that you've been seen and running around. I know that I should leave.
good woman. Cause the good book says to forgive and love your man. And that's why time after time I forgave him. But even a little girl's love couldn't change him. So I finally had to take off my wedding band. So who wants a slightly used woman with a darling blue-eyed daughter named Suzanne? I can cook and I can sew and I'm still full of loving.
And you're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is Country Rocks with Roxy. And I hope you're enjoying my Connie Cato special with a bit of sprinkling of some other artists. That was a bit of Barbara Mandrell before doing I'm a Believer, which was a cover of the Monkees. But anyway, as promised, I have got a very special guest on the phone with me. I have Ray Lee, and we've spoken to Ray Lee before, but hey, Ray Lee, how are you?
I'm good, Roxy. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming back on. You just have the best songs. And,
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was saying to you, we've spoken to you previously on Country Pride and The War That Stole My Daddy's Life, which were both fantastic songs. And,
thank you.
Yeah, tonight we're talking about Living for Today.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I just say, you have such a great radio voice.
Really?
I'm sure you get that all the time, but yeah, it's so smooth.
Really?
I just want to, let's just keep chatting.
Thanks.
I have to say it. Living for Today, I guess it's about being in the moment, you know, and noticing those little things in every day, even when things are struggling. And look, I've had plenty of struggles, especially recently in the last 12 months, probably since I last spoke to you. There's just been so much drama, you know, lawyers and family and loss and grief. And sometimes that stuff can just get so overwhelming that it can be really hard to find joy and just be in the moment.
Yes.
And I think for me, this is my song of like, I just need to be able to accept that, yes, there's some difficult things going on. And yes, you know, that may or may not change. It's completely outside of my control, but I've still got to keep going, you know, and just find joy in the little things, whether it's some colouring or going for a walk on the beach or swimming or sometimes you just got to find a little bit of a moment to take a deep breath and just be in the present. And my parents were pastors and they told me that, you know, God is the God of now. And my mum would always sing this song called One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. And my therapist all tell me that I need to be in the present, you know.
Yes,
so
yes.
I think this is that song for me is just a manifestation of me trying to continue to just be in the moment and not let all the big stuff ruin the little stuff too.
Yeah, well, that's right, isn't it? You can only really control what's happening right now, right?
There's so much going on, Roxy.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Hey, I was reading some of the info that you sent through, and apparently you'd gone over to Nashville to write some stuff in a songwriting thing, and then it got cancelled. So you ended up writing this song by yourself. Is that right?
It is. Look, I really love co-writing. I love writing and collaborating with other artists, as we talked about off air. But and so I did. I went to Nashville. I went to Austin, Texas for a big festival that happens there. And then I had a week of songwriting booked, you know, and I wanted to make the most of this 1 week. I had like no money. Like I was living on nothing, but I was like, I'm going to make this work. I booked in co-writing sessions with all these people. And I learned about this thing that they call over there called the Nashville Yes, which is where people say yes, but they don't necessarily mean it.
I learned
that lesson. But honestly, like one after one, people kept canceling our sessions. And I'm like, oh, like I've only got 1 week here and I feel like I'm wasting my time. And so I was like, I'm just going to, in my little dinky Airbnb apartment that I had that was on the verge of dodgy row.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll lock the door and I'll get my guitar out and I'll write a song anyway. And that's actually the origin story of Living for Today. I was a bit disappointed and you know how sometimes like a little thing can happen, and I don't know if you have this, it might just be a me thing, but I get this self-doubt in my mind and it'd be like, oh, like everything's a disappointment, and it can kind of just spiral out of control. It's like, oh, everyone's cancelling on me and I've wasted all this time and money and what am I doing here? And, you know, and then it can kind of get a bit stupid in my head. And
I think you're definitely not alone when that happens. Like, yeah, it can happen. Like sometimes, yeah, things just like stacked against you. It's just bizarre. It's, yeah, the way things happen sometimes, you just cannot believe. Yeah, so yeah. I really felt for you when I was reading this little bit. I thought, oh, my God, that's really hard.
Look, someone told me it's a part of a life of being an artist is you just have to commit to a life of poverty and keep going. But
like, oh, gosh.
It isn't really an option for me. Like, this is who I am. It's what I do. Yeah. And it's what I love. And if I don't have that, I don't have me. So it is hard. Like, it's a different type of career. A lot of people often say, you know, don't base your identity on your career and all that sort of stuff. We don't work to live. But this is me living.
Yeah.
And I do think that we all need to have that thing that is what you live for, not just what we work for. I'm just trying my darn hardest, Roxy, to make it
good
something that I can make a living of at the same time as living my life. So.
Yeah, good on you. No, this is a great song. I really enjoyed it, really. It's really good. And you were saying you made a short movie out of it for it.
Yes. Yeah,
tell us a bit about that.
Production team. I kind of always loved the idea because I'm an actor as well.
Yeah.
And I've done some incredible acting training and I love it, but, you know, I'll get picked up for selling cowboy hats or some sort of background role. Like, you don't get to use all this training in the theatre that you learn in these courses most of the time with the paid gigs. And so I thought, well, what an opportunity to do like a short film music video for this song. And I met this production crew who were all kind of up and coming in Gold Coast, and we got a very small grant. And then, you know, that probably only covered 25% of it, but we got enough together, and we people volunteered locations and actors volunteered their time and everything like that. And we all got together and we kind of just made some magic, and it's about 15 minutes. We shot it over 4 days, and it turned into a bit more of a short film than a music video. But it's definitely highlights some issues for women that I've experienced and, you know, heard stories of. And we kind of try to take those things and put them into this short film. And it follows some topics around domestic violence and also just what it's like for older women who are mothers and trying to get a job, and just the expectation that we carry while also trying to make it look like we've got it all together. It's some heavy stuff, but at the same time, I really loved making it. I'm so proud. And actually, it's doing the film festival circuit at the moment. It's had some awards and recognitions internationally, and I'm just waiting to see how it goes at a few other festivals in Australia. At the moment, we haven't been able to premiere it in Australia, so that's my fingers crossed hope that we can get it screened somewhere and get it out to people.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Well, good on you. That sounds amazing. Anyway, so let us know, and we'll let everyone know here when they can tune in and have a look.
Yes, absolutely. Once it's available, I'll shout it out. Just follow me on socials. There's actually a Facebook page for the film called Living for Today Film.
Cool.
And that's where all the short film information and stuff is going up. So if people are interested in that, please come and check it out.
Very good. Very good. Well, we might have a listen to it. Do you want to intro it, Rayleigh?
Yes, please.
Yep.
Yes, thank you so much, Roxy, for having me.
Oh, thank you, Rayleigh. Always appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, the country community, radio community has just always been so amazing. So I really appreciate you guys. Remember, everyone, to keep living for today and enjoy the song.
Thanks, Rayleigh. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Thanks, Roxy. Bye, guys.
And now it's looking for the stars, 'cause they're shining so bright. I'm living for today, forget all of the pain, let the blue skies wash it all away. I'm living my life, I stop measuring my stride. I'm reaching for the stars, 'cause they're shining so bright. I'm living for today, forget all.
Tunnel rat, and no one really cared. A victim of the politics, the pride without the glory. When he won the raffle with the day that he was born. He sent him down a tunnel with a bayonet and a flashlight and a 50-50 chance that he'd come out of it at all. The fear, and he learned to follow orders, and he had his mates to get him through this godforsaken war. Daddy's life. They took him out of uniform to keep him out of trouble. They paid him what they owed him and sent him on his way. There was no one to explain it, so everybody blamed him, and everything that fix their broken pieces with their families and their mates. We need to heal their pain, and we need to hear their stories, and we need to say we're sorry for the years we took away.
Don't you ever get tired of hurting me. no sin to want to be happy when you've spent your whole life sad. Hold me now, today's for loving, baby, I need your loving back. Some die old, never knowing loving, some die young, the very same way. This I know, if I die tomorrow, I'd be loving you today. Hey. It's a shame some people are lonely when there's love like yours to take. Gonna hold on to the love you're giving. I want all the love that we can make. Some die old, never knowing loving. Some die young, the very same way. This I know, if I die tomorrow, I'll be loving you today. A brand new world.
You're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is Country Rocks with Roxy. And finally, Willie T is sitting in front of me. Hey, Willie T, how are you?
Hello, Roxy.
What have you been doing?
I've been adjusting the new microphone stands.
And making Frankie bark.
Oh, he's a good barker.
Yeah, by bursting in the middle of my intro. Show intro. Thanks very much for that.
Consider me roused on, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, consider it done. Anyway, hey, how was Raylee and her new song, Living For Today? That was great, wasn't it?
It sure was, yeah.
She's a very talented young lady, I think.
You've spoke to her a few times.
Yeah, well, I listened to those two other songs of hers, Country Pride and The War That Stole My Daddy's Life. But I like this, I'm living for today, and she just makes mention of the fact that you don't worry about the past, don't spend time on that, and don't worry about the future because you don't know if it's going to happen, right?
That's right.
And
live for the now, baby.
Live for the now, and that's what her song is about. And I really like this part. I'm living my life. And I've stopped measuring my stride. So these are the words at the heart of the song, because we live in a world that constantly asks us to measure ourselves by followers, streams, achievements, productivity, and how quickly we appear to be succeeding. And I know this is Rayleigh saying, I know how exhausting it can be to compare my path with everyone else's and feel as though I'm never doing enough. Mm.
Yep. Well, that's similar to the text getting from the secret word. It's not a race, Roxy.
Well, it is a race, because I can tell you what, no one's texted in so far. Where is everyone? What's tonight? Is there something on tonight? Who knows? Look how desperate I am. It's really tragic, isn't it? I don't care. I'm not even going to say the magic word. The secret word?
Oh, now you're being silly.
All right, it's eerie. Eerie, double E-R-Y. And all you need to do is text that into 0484-510-152. And today is the start of the new prize, Willie T, because it's the 1st of July.
All right, okay, what's the prize?
It's a $200 prize package, which you can get down at the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club and at the Eurofusion Cafe. So you get you can go and enjoy a lovely lunch or a brekkie, or they have dinner at the Eurofusion, don't they? On Wednesday nights?
Wednesday. No, that's for members, though.
Oh, okay. But do they have... I thought they did have dinner now as well, anyway. But
I could be wrong. Zara, ring in.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, $100 voucher to enjoy there. And then after you finish that, you can wander on over to the bar and enjoy some refreshing drinks with another $100 bar tab. Oh, how cool is that?
That's pretty good. That's a couple of Jack Daniels.
That's pretty good. So get texting, people. Erie, EERY 0484-510-152. And you've got till 12 o'clock tonight to text that in. Okay. Got a few announcements to make, yeah. Willie T. And what's happening in Bowen? There's the PCYC Open Day, which is happening on Saturday, the 11th of July. When's the 11th? Not this Saturday. It's next Saturday, isn't it?
Yep.
It's not this Saturday. No. That's what I meant. Anyway, you can meet the team, explore the facilities, and discover the programs and activities available at the PCYC Bowen. That's right. And you can enter the raffle for a chance to win a signed North Queensland Toyota Cowboys jersey.
Oh.
Have you been down there yet? Just to
buy a raffle ticket, not yet.
Are you going to?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or if you're a Brisbaneite that's come here to live, you can go in to win a Brisbane Broncos supporters pack. So tickets are on sale now at reception. So head on down there. And other activities on the day include sausage sizzles, little and active display and playtime, gymnastics display with Kim, outdoor playground, squash courts, pickleball and table tennis. And all of that is happening on Saturday the 11th of July. I can't believe we're in July already. It's monstrous.
It is.
Absolutely monstrous. Okay, we're going to keep listening to some more music. You enjoying Connie Cato? Have you ever heard of Connie Cato?
Not before this show.
But she's. Have you been listening to it? It's a pretty cool sound. You haven't been listening. Driving around and not even listening to my show. Have you not been listening to my show while you've been driving around?
No, I was...
Please don't say it so, because you won't walk out alive from this.
No, I was definitely listening to the show. She did a cover version of the Monkees song.
No, that was Barbara Mandrell.
There you go.
Anyway. All right, here's some more Connie Cato with Four on the Floor.
Stay pure and sweet. He's got a four on the floor and a fifth down under the sea. Some people are lonely when there's love like yours to take. Gonna hold on to the love you're giving. I want all the love that we can make. Brand new world every morning when you're beside me when I wake. Ain't gonna worry what might happen. I've been loved by you today. Someday I'll never know what love is. Someday I'll be the same way. This I know for now, tomorrow I've been loved.
you're listening to Country Rocks with Roxy right here on Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. Hey, Willie T, you getting used to these new mic stands? It's like I'm
finessing it.
Yeah, but they're pretty cool, aren't they?
They are.
Hey, I just wanted to do a big thank you and hello to Lynn and Sally and Steve. Sally is having a laughing fit. That's the way I spelt Erie, E-R-Y. I thought it was strange.
Yep.
It's the American version, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would have normally, it was too late. I wasn't thinking because I was a bit under the pump getting in. And, yeah, I thought, is that right? But, yeah, I would have spelt it I-E as well. Anyway, good on you, Sally. I was looking at it thinking it does look really strange. Anyway, either we'll do Erie with a Y or Erie with an I-E.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. No one misses out. But anyway, if you want to be a part of it, 0484 510 152, and you go into the draw to win a $200 prize package that you can enjoy down at the Yacht Club. And you're going to have a wonderful meal down at the Eurofusion Cafe, $100 gift voucher there. And after you've finished your meal, you can go and enjoy a few drinks at bar, at the Yachties, at the Yacht Club there. And, you know, if you're by yourself, you could actually spread that over a few visits. That'd be all right, wouldn't it? You could have a few meals down there.
You could.
Don't have to use up your $100 voucher on one meal.
No.
I'd go by myself. I'd leave you.
You'd have a packet of chips.
I think I'd have some hot chips.
Yeah, you would.
I'd have to have hot, I love hot chips. Mm. Yeah, hot chips. And what do you have down there? You have that bowl.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. So anyway, enjoy.
That bowl.
I don't know what it's called because I've never had it.
Well, it's a customised version of the mango and abo.
Okay. Yes, that's right. That's right.
I'll get the extra chicken, throw the mango out, and have chilies.
Yeah, well, he's got a thing about mangoes, if you didn't already know that.
Yep.
Anyway. Hey, there's a monster scent sale happening at the Wongaratta Bowls Club as well.
Wongaratta Bowls Club.
This Saturday, the 4th of July.
Seems like everything happens at the Wongaratta Bowls.
Is the 4th of July a big festival in the US?
In the US, yes.
What is it? What do they celebrate? Beat American or something? The 4th of July, they have those big... Yeah, they have big parades, don't they, and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it's to do with their foundation, isn't it? The foundation of the country. Was it Independence Day?
Was it? Mm. Well, what do they celebrate on Thanksgiving Day?
Don't know.
They give thanks for the wonderful country they live in,
I guess. Yeah, it's got some historical story behind it or something.
Yeah.
The Pilgrims.
Oh. Anyway, admission is $5, and that includes an afternoon tea and entry into a lucky door prize. How cool is that? So that's at 1:30 p.m. down at the Wongaratta Bowls Club in Maroona Street, Queens Beach. A monster scent sale, lots of prizes to be had down there.
It is, though.
Right.
It's Independence Day, the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
The adoption of the Declaration of Independence, establishing the United States of America.
Cool.
Hmm.
All right. Well, we might get on with some music, and when we come back, I will be chatting to Alan Cameron about his song, Worn Out Australian Made. I know they come up with these interesting titles, don't they?
Yeah.
But it's a personal release shaped by reflection and resilience.
Oh. There you go.
There you
the
have
R
it.
Word.
Okay, let's listen to some more Connie Cato. Are you digging Connie Cato now?
Yeah, I am.
Connie Cato.
South of Macon. Mama fed me a bottle from a moonshine still to wash down the beans and bacon. Papa worked the night shift, Mama worked the days, never dreamed one day I'd turn and walk away. Turn and walk away from that cotton mill town somewhere south of Macon. Mama told me not to let my petticoat show northeast, west, south of Macon. Don't ever let my feelings show or ruin my reputation. Took a walk one Sunday in the woods. The world turned dark and still. I first made love in a cotton mill town somewhere south of Macon. Gonna lay my hard-earned dollar down for a one-way destination. Gonna tell that midnight driver, mister, won't you take it slow? While I wave farewell to that cotton mill town somewhere south of Macon.
Inside my heart there's a fire burning. My body's aching with a steadier name. you don't know, I saw you slip off your wedding band. Tell me lie, say you got no place to stay, but you'll be glad to drop me off, 'cause it's on your way. Like I love you, won't you tell me now, when our night is almost over, make it easy on us both, when it's time for you to go, come on, tell me now, say you really like to stay, come on, tell me just one more line, when you'll be back one day.
her skirt. She comes on like a rose in June, but really she's a Jezebel. She'll lead you on with sweet perfume, but you'll be sorry you fell. She was born a winking at the doctor. Her middle name is Fleur. Watch out, girls, for Super Skirt. There she goes out into the night, a wagging her body, a getting everybody's mind up tight, searching out a victim. She's a gonna feel with her faster than a hurricane. It's Super Skirt. There she goes out into the night, a wagging her body, a getting everybody's mind up tight, searching out a victim. She's a gonna feel with her faster than a hurricane. It's Super Skirt. Watch out, girls, for Super Skirt. Tonight is the first time that I've ever let my lips touch the lips of another. But a woman can take just so much of nothing. Then the weakness in her takes command. And it's been so long since I've had this feeling. So
to Gem FM right here in Bowen, and it's Bowen's very own community radio station. And this is Country Rocks with Roxy. And I've been having a bit of a Connie Cato special tonight. I hope you've been enjoying it. And as I mentioned earlier, my second guest tonight is a guy called Alan Cameron, and we're going to be talking to him about his new song, Worn Out Australian Made. Hey, Alan, how are you?
Oh, really great, Roxy. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Hey, I'm just going to tell everyone in Bowen that you actually know Willie T. How bizarre is that?
I know. It's a freaky thing, but yeah, we all, small world in the music industry, but
it is.
We knew each other well, and
how
all
did
our,
you know each other?
Know.
Just so, yeah, because it's quite a story, isn't it?
Well, that's, yeah, so one of, a big part of my background was being in a band called Rusty and the Ayres Rockettes when I moved from Tamworth to Brisbane.
Yeah.
This is the late 80s. And of course I was 10 or 12 at the time. And, that band, had a guy called Keith Urban come in. Yeah. We went on to become Keith's backing band for the first few years. A couple of guys went on to be in the Ranch. So, yeah, all that time, and the Tasmanian tour, I'm just trying to remember where originally, but all that, the crew, Al Strousey and Steve Law, our old sound guy who's been Tommy Emmanuel's sound guy, so yeah. All the crew and band from back that time, all the touring we did. We just,
a crazy time, it sounds like.
What goes,
I know,
what happened
I know.
On the road?
And now
stays
I'm going to be spending
road.
All night trying to remember exactly the first time, but yeah, it's all all a big blur, a lot of it.
Oh, God, what an amazing story. But anyway, hey, so have you always been into country music?
Yeah, look, I like all of us, I love all music, and, growing up in Tamworth, one of the great things, and I say this to people all the time, is, we probably came from a similar era where radio played everything. The charts had every sort of song in it. But I was in Tamworth, so 7:30 every night, John Minson came on the radio with 2DM, and country music every night during the week.
Yeah.
And then Casey Kasem on the weekends. You got the top 100.
Yes.
Top 40, American Top 40. And so you're just exposed to everything. So I got to hear Kenny Rogers, but I also got to hear Slim and the Hawking Brothers, you know, talking about, you know, slightly more obscure artists. They were, you know, like yourself, they were playing and supporting local artists. So you got to hear some of the best musos in the world who were just living down the road.
Yeah. How cool is that? So cool. Very, very cool. So you've got a new single out, Worn Out Australian Made. So tell us a bit about this new one, Alan, and the story behind it.
Yeah, well, that came out of I didn't want to put Australia in the title at first because I thought it would be too naff.
Yeah.
I don't mean because I'm not proud of it.
No.
It's the opposite of that reason.
Yeah.
You know, you think sometimes it sounds like you're just trying to use it for a selling point.
Yeah.
The way the world is started me thinking about how I'm a bit worn out, the way the business is now with streaming and how the hell do you market yourself and do I keep doing it? The end of that story is yes, which is the worn out. Well, I'm not worn out. I'm actually well honed. I'm actually worn in. I'm just like a good Australian made tool. Or why should I say that? But I'm not an idiot, hopefully.
No.
But my analogy is it's like you know out in the bush when your car breaks down. Australians just get out and fix it.
Yeah.
Keep it going. And I then made the analogy. I was thinking about my wife Lynn, and we've been together for 42 years now.
Wow.
We've been married.
Yeah. Wow.
And she's obviously been married to a muso that whole time. There were no surprises. I'm incredibly lucky. And so that equated to that story. That's the story in the song is pretty much about how our meeting and that, you know, like a relationship. Australians just soldier on, you know. I think we're still unique in the world like that we you know, we just soldier on, however hard it is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No, I love the sentiment. I'm just reading here, when something's worn down, you don't throw it out, you fix it and keep going.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And
I'm really proud of us. I think we get down on ourselves these days as how all the different points of view or whatever. When it all comes down to it, we're all Australians.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So are you doing any touring soon, or what's the plan there?
Yeah, I'm hoping to. I mean, we were just having a chat about wanting to get to Tamworth again, and for first times, if for all the people who want to visit, they should absolutely go to the festival sometime.
Yeah.
So, I want to get back to Tamworth and play the songs there and start getting out on the road. And I've got some more songs, new songs myself, plus the back catalogue. Hoping to. The really exciting thing for me in the next couple of weeks is I'm playing a gig with Tanya Kernaghan at Wynnum Fringe Festival.
Oh, okay, wow.
And that was really lovely. She called me up, and it's almost exactly 30 years since we worked together.
Wow.
I toured with Tanya and did a tour with Lee around that time as well.
Yeah.
Tanya was generous enough to let me work with her quite a bit in the 90s, so yeah. She's just a wonderful person. I'm really looking forward, and I'm hoping that'll be a good kickoff to doing some more live work, because I've had to learn a lot of songs.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds amazing. And any chance of you touring up north? Do you ever do touring up here?
I hope so.
Yeah.
The other thing, of course, I was in a band called, I'm still in a band called Saltbush Six.
Yeah.
We had an album out called Beyond the Ranch, and we lost a couple of our members, Marlon Holden and Hula Hooper from Rockhampton.
Yeah.
Hula was. And we've sort of had a bit of a break, but we were touring up that way all the time. We did. We did Keppel, one of my favourites. We did Keppel Festival, can't speak, a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And look, short answer, I hope to.
Oh, very
just
good.
Getting back out on the road, once you do it, then you're on your way, you know.
Yeah, well, don't forget to drop
I want to get up there.
In Bowen.
You've got
an excuse
Thank
now.
You. Yeah, I know. I absolutely can see a cold lemonade in my future.
Yeah. Very good.
A fruit juice.
Bit of a fruit juice, yes.
Very good. Okay, Alan, we might listen to your song. Would you like to intro it for us? Thank you so much for taking the time out. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Roxy. You're listening to Country Rocks with Roxy on Gem FM. My name is Alan Cameron, and this is my new single, Worn Out Australian Made.
Good on you, Alan.
Thank
you.
Made in Australia, 100% homegrown, the child of the land, just a little foreign owned. Small town and a farm was all he ever knew. Mr. Hoedown on the radio, music in his view. His tired voice still sings. I'm not one out. I will not give up until I see I'm not worn out, Australian made. South of the harbour, she was a coal miner's daughter. Grew up by the seaside, surfing sun and laughter. Heard the boy play guitar round the bonfire that night, and they drove up in the sunrise. It always felt so right. I think I heard her say, I'm not worn out, I'm worn in. Fit for purpose in the end. I've worn. Until I sleep,
Country Rocks with Roxy right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And how cool is Alan Cameron?
Yeah.
How bizarre is that?
Yeah.
That you knew him?
Yeah.
Gosh. Blew me away because, like, I obviously didn't mention it beforehand, did I?
No.
Oh, I never mentioned, yeah, because, yeah, we have so many artists come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
No, we were touring together.
Yeah, very cool. And what a great song. Very cool.
He's a great guitarist.
Yeah, and that's Worn Out, Australian Made. And a big thank you also to Ray Lee that we spoke to earlier tonight and her new single, Living For Today. Both great artists and both great songs, hey? Yeah. And we haven't had much more. We've had Steve and Sally was the last people to contact us. So I'm just going to put it out there. Eerie is my secret word.
Spelt How do you with, spell that, Roxy? Yeah,
it's either spelt with a Y or an IE, whatever. And all you need to do is text 0484 510 152 to go in to the draw to win a $200 prize package that you can live up big down at the Yachty's. So you can start off with a bit of a meal at the Eurofusion Cafe. That's $100 there. You can spread it over a number of visits, I reckon. That's what I would do. And then slip on over to the bar and have a refreshing drink of some sort.
There you go.
Sounds pretty good.
A fruit juice.
Yeah, if you're generous, you might share it with someone, right? You wouldn't be generous. I think if you won that, you would go down there without even telling me. Wouldn't you? You wouldn't even take me. Would you? No.
20 Jack No, of course I'd take you.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd buy you a plate of chips.
Sit me in the corner so I can eat my chips, gorge on my chips. God. Hey, your show's on next, but I do have one last announcement to make about the Festival of Music, the Ellie Beach Festival of Music. That's on later on. We're in the second half of the year now, Willie T. From the 6th to the 8th of November, the Airlie Beach Festival of Music is on, and there are 60 acts across 15 venues, and that includes the main stage at the Sailing Club. So huge names and new talent. So there's apparently some, you know, huge names like Mark Seymour from Hunters and Collectors, Conrad Sewell, Nathan Cavalieri, Luke O'Shea, and more artists that we've already announced, like Xavier Rudd, Mental as Anything, The Whitlams, and many, many more. So great laid-back atmosphere, lots of short cues, and it's all about enjoying the music. And we'll be catching, well, I caught up with Butto couple of weeks ago, and very interesting chat with him and what you can expect there. It's very easy to move between gigs and have a good time. So anyway, it's a tropical escape and party in paradise. Love that.
There you go.
Yeah, but I promised him that I would play some music from some of the bands that are going to be playing there. So my pick tonight, Willie T, is Mental as Anything. They may not be country, but we can pretend they're country for these few songs. What do you reckon? Hey?
Absolutely. And
let's everyone put your pretend country hat on. They're pretty cool. I mean, who doesn't know Mental as Anything, right?
Yeah, you're not Australian if you don't know Mental
as Anything. Yeah, so this is just to keep in mind, try and make it down to the Ellie Beach Festival of Music. It should be a great time, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, first up I have got If You Leave Me, Can I Come Too? Classic, Mental as Anything.
Thank you.
to Country Rocks with Roxy right here on Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And that's it for me tonight, Bowen. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. A bit of Connie Cato, a few other odds and sods, and Alan Cameron with his new song, Worn Out, Australian Made, and Rayleigh with Living for Today. Thank you guys for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. And I'll be handing it over to Willie T. One more song for Mental as Anything. But have a great night. And don't forget, my secret word is eerie. And that's either with an I or an E. Okay. Have a good one, Bowen. Catch you on a Friday for what's happening in Bowen and the Whitsundays. See ya.
music you want to hear. 95.1 Gem FM.